We're live on the Women Agenda podcast. This is Raj, and we have a very special guest, Presley Tennant, music termed as the music powerhouse. How are you today, first of all?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And if anybody is seeing me a bit with the streaming, a bit glitching, I do apologize. I think there is a bit of a technical issue going on. I'm not sure what it is, but there seems to be a little bit of a something problem there, which I've tried to resolve, but it's just not resolving. It's hard to know where to start from you because you've done so much stuff. Anna's sent me some of your stuff, of the talking points. Your website, which we will put on here, is very, very detailed as well. On there, but and you released a debut album, 600 Miles, just now on there. But I think it would be right to start from the beginning because you are really young now as well. So how did you start into country music, first of all?
So I started singing from a very young age. I started singing when I was about 7, just kind of for fun. It was like the Taco Tuesday or like the little karaoke nights at the local Mexican restaurant near us. And I would always hop up there and sing some Pat Benatar. And I started doing that. And then I fell in love with just like kind of being in front of people, which is very weird because I was a very shy kid, but I love singing in front of people. So I started taking vocal lessons from there, and I was introduced to different types of little local singing competitions. And so I started doing that. I met the mayor of this one town, and she introduced me to this girl group called the 5 LPs, or the 5 Little Princesses. And we were 10 to 13 years old, and we wore pink tutus out to the sides, knee-high bedazzled Converse, everything that you can think of. So that's where I really got my start and my introduction into the music industry. And I fell in love with everything about it, from rehearsals to writing, recording to performing, every little bit about it. I was just like immersed, and I was like, I don't want to do anything else with my life except for this. And so the group ended when I was about 13, and we got to work with some pretty incredible people. And from that point on, I started on my solo journey, and I still continued with pop music because of that girl group, and that's what I knew. But I grew up listening to country. Because my town where I'm from, it's called Norco, California. We are a big horse town. And so everyone has horses here. I think the horse population to like people is like 2 to 1, which is pretty funny. Whenever I say California, they're like, that's not right. And I was like, I swear we're here. We exist. And so I grew up listening to country music. And so I got to the point where I was 16. I had just went on The Voice, and I was kind of in this little moment of time where I was like, I felt like I was just trying to be something that I wasn't. Like I was trying to grow up a lot faster than I was. And I really wanted to relax in it and just take my time, because I remember everyone kept telling me, if you're going to do music for the rest of your life, you might as well be happy while you're doing it. And that really stuck with me, because at that point I was like, it wasn't that I wasn't happy, but it wasn't who I was. I wanted to live my truth and my what I have to offer. And so I switched into country music, and it just felt so right because of what I grew up listening to. I listened to a lot of Carrie Underwood, a lot of Miranda Lambert, but then there's also so many different influences also elsewhere, which I think is really cool within my music. And so since The Voice, I've started writing and recording even more. I mean, I'm out in Nashville about once a month, which is so cool because I love it out there. And I met so many incredible people. As well as like just getting to perform and doing what I love. I mean, I've gotten to open up for so many incredible artists that I've looked up to for so long. And for me to say that like I've been able to share the same stage with them is just like unreal. I would never in a million years think that that would happen. But I'm very blessed and very fortunate for it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, NBC The Voice, that's a massive show. I remember when it started, and then it came into the UK, and it became big in the UK, The Voice. So that's a massive thing. How did The Voice happen? How did that happen, The Voice?
I want to say when I was about 13. I think the age limit was 15 then, but they had reached out and asked me to audition. And I was just too young and I didn't feel like I was ready. Then it happened again when I was 14 and it was still 15. And I was like, I can't do it yet. And then when I was 16, they reached out one more time. And I was like, you know what? I feel like in this moment of time, I was now age eligible to do it. And then, but I also felt like I could hang with the big dogs, everybody up there that was like been doing music for longer than I've been alive.
Wow.
And I was like, I can do this. I can handle myself in this moment of time. I felt like maturity wise, I was doing really good. School wise, because I still was in high school. I was like, you know what, this is the time. I feel good about it. And the opportunity presented itself and I auditioned. And honestly, it was one of the best experiences that I think I ever could have had. I met so many incredible people. I learned so much, not only about myself, like as an artist, but as a person, and which I think is irreplaceable, those memories, as well as just being around so many like-minded creatives, because like where I'm from, there's not very many people that do music. And so I'm not surrounded by it 24/7. I've gotten, over the years, I've gotten more introduced to other people that also do it, but there was nothing like everybody coming into like this one area and we all live, breathe and sleep it for 24/7. And I still talk to half them to this day. And I mean, I got to work with my idol, Kelly Clarkson, that I feel like is just a no brainer.
She's doing really good for herself, isn't she? I mean, last so many years and I think she's got her own show as well, hasn't she? She interviews people.
Her Kelly Clarkson show, and she is just, and she does like karaoke, and I'm like, I would hate to be one of those artists that has Kelly cover one of their songs because I know she's going to out sing them all. So
yeah absolutely. And you were 13 and you were so confident that you could hang with these big artists, and that's amazing. You know, I don't think there's many children who are at that young age who are so confident. That's a good thing, I think, for someone who wants to get into singing, you know, and they are so confident that, okay, I can do this. So that's already a good sign at such a young age for you.
It was, for me, I always went into it with an open mind. And I think that was the big thing, that I wasn't trying to prove anything to anyone, more if anything, just prove it to myself that I could do it. And I think that was the best part about it, because there were still a lot of people that came onto the show and they're like, had this idea or this mentality. And then when they didn't reach that goal, it's like they were crushed. And I was just like, I'm just going into this having fun. But also I was 16. It wasn't like, some people were looking at it as a make it or break it thing. And I was like, we all got the rest of our lives to live. Like, what do you mean? Like, we have so much time. We have nothing but time at this point. But my thing is, I just took it in as a learning experience and I took it all in. I was like a sponge and I tried to grow as much as I could. And I feel like I did exactly that.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think they just like delay there with the stream a bit, but yeah, that is absolutely amazing. Just bear with us if anybody's seen this afterwards, that there is a slight delay, which it doesn't usually happen with our streams, but it is happening today. It is a one-off. So you did, okay. So I think that has rectified itself, hopefully. So yeah, let's just put your website on here as well. So that's your official website, presleytennant.com. A very detailed website. Very detailed. And it tells a lot about yourself, what you're doing. Obviously, we will cover about your debut album, so which must be very exciting. So we'll just talk a little bit about it now. So tell us a bit about this, your debut album, and how did you come up with the title 600 Miles, and what can we look forward to on this album?
So I released the EP or the album, whichever one you want to call it. I feel like half the time people don't know what EP means, and I'm like, I'll just call it an album. But it's just six songs that I released back last year, I want to say around this time, or December. Just kidding. Not almost a year. But I released it, and it's kind of just like, I felt like every single song in there was like an entry in like my diary or like my journal because of what I've been going through over the past couple of years. I mean, it talks about everything from talks about like love and heartbreak and what's been going on in the world. And it's just kind of been like, I feel like a lot of people can relate to it in some way, somehow. And the title for 600 Miles, it is one of the title tracks. There's a song called 600 Miles that's on there, it kind of has a different meaning. But when I thought of 600 miles, I felt like 600 miles was just this journey that I've been on for the past couple of years. It feels like I've gone so far from who I was and to where I am now today. And so I felt like that was a very fitting like idea on what that could be. And so we put that out there, and it's been nothing but incredible. And I've received so much love, and I'm very, very fortunate for that. I'm very thankful. But I'm so glad for it to finally be out. But I am working on new music, which I am very excited for.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, it is very exciting stuff. So it is a very short space of time since 2019. Now we're in 2023. You've done a lot of stuff. You've been very, very busy. I'm sure you've been about 24/7 busy with this. Obviously, you've got some nice people there with you, like Anna. Castle, who's helping out, looking at your social media stuff, so many views there, so many likes, and whether it's TikTok, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, so is this yourself? Are you promoting yourself, or do you have like a team or people?
So I have a team behind me that is with Anna, Core PR, and then Bernie Grant Entertainment with Don DeJean. And they have been nothing but incredible. I feel like I'd be so lost without them. I mean, I kind of had a little bit of an idea, but there's so many things that they've opened up my eyes to, and that just having that great support system behind you, I feel like, especially as an independent artist who doesn't have like any label or anything behind them, it's so comforting to know that there's so many people behind you throughout these aspects of life and throughout my journey of music that really help give guidance and are looking out for me every step of the way, which I'm very, very thankful for. So they've been helping me out with like everything from like social media, because I love social media, but then also at the same time, it's like, I have no idea what to post. I just post things. I would post like pictures of trees if I could. And they're like, maybe don't do that. And I'm like, you know, you might be right. And so I feel like they have just been absolutely nothing short of phenomenal, and I'm very, very thankful for them.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, it's nice to have a team. On the Women Agenda, we do speak to a lot of very talented, you know, female artists in country music, and you know. And I've learned so much, you know, speaking to these very talented women about country music more, because obviously I used to listen to country music a long time ago. You know, there used to be like a channel in the UK, Country Music Television, CMA. And I used to listen to country music, Shania Twain and so many of these talented Dolly Parton. And so many of these, on the time, but there used to be so many men singers, and there only used to be like Shania Twain, Dolly, and that's it really, that's all there was. But coming from that time in the 90s to now, where there's so many talented country music singers like yourself coming in, making a name for themselves, appearing in the charts and stuff, so that must be a nice feeling that, that you yourself and so many more, you know, you're evening the scales so much in the last so many years.
I feel like as a woman in country music, there are so many different, I mean, growing up, there was only so many that you could look up to because that's all you really heard. And not that that was a bad thing either, but it also, it's like there's so much saturation with female country artists, which is so cool because there's a person, there's an artist for each and every person out there. Like there are some days where like obviously like I very much gravitate towards like Carrie Underwood and Miranda Lambert, but then also I loved Gretchen Wilson and I loved and like Dolly and things like that. There's so many different people, but now there's so many different avenues for each and every person that's listening to this music to be like, oh, I love this feeling. Or because for me, a lot of the music that I love, I grew up listening to a lot of rock as well as country and like soul. And so figuring out like that bridge for the people that also grew up listening to that to be like, oh, like this is really cool. It takes everything in and takes it all into consideration and just is like, okay, here it all is in one song, which I think is so cool because I feel like because there are so many men in this industry, I feel like each and every woman becomes a little bit more special because there's not as many of us. But there's so many different types of artists. If that, I don't know if you're getting what I'm throwing, but it for me, it's just so amazing to see the strides that women have come through in country music, which makes me very happy.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing which I spoke to a couple, I mentioned this to a very talented country music artist, that I've noticed that even she was saying the same thing, that in country music, there's nobody bringing anybody down. They're like, every young artist is supporting the other one. And there doesn't seem to be any jealousy or, okay, she's going to take my space. Or anything like that. There doesn't seem to be anything like that in country music.
I feel like within country music, there's no competition. Like it's just very like nice to see because everyone, it's a one big community and everyone is rooting each other on. And that is probably the most like heartwarming feeling because it can be really scary entering the music industry, especially for people that are just starting and whatnot. But I feel like people that are that have been in it for a while have just like this is they're so focused. Once you're really focused on yourself, you don't really have time to worry about what everyone else is doing, and you just really hone in on your craft, which I think is really cool. And no, everyone wants to see you succeed. And I think that's just the best part about it. It's very heartwarming, and very, very liberating to hear, to know that like you also form these genuine friendships with people, which is probably one of my most favorite parts is that it's the people I get to meet along the way, and to like see them grow and see them become successful. It's like, oh my gosh, like I feel like I've watched their journey for so long and now they're finally getting to do it. And that's just the biggest, I don't know, it just brings the biggest smile to my face.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. I think that's probably the reason why there's a craze of country music in the UK as well. Now, I don't know if you've toured the UK or not. Have you toured the UK, or are you planning to come to the UK?
I have not, but I would absolutely love to. But I'm a big soccer fan too, so I'm gonna just go to a bunch of soccer games also. So.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you come to the UK, I don't know. Have you visited down here or been on holiday down here in the UK?
I have not. I think I had a layover there, but I haven't actually like gone and explored and everything, but I would love to. That'd be like
Explore.
one of my bucket list things to do.
Yeah, because yeah, like you said, soccer in the USA, and obviously we call it football in the UK, but
Yep.
basically it's the same thing, just a different term. But if you come to the UK, you would notice that everybody's crazy about football down here, and it's like it's the number one thing, it's number one sport, and yeah.
Yep. I just want to go to a Man U game. That is all I want to do. I want to go. That is my team, and I will go and I will rep it. But that'll just be like the little pit stop. I'll make a tour out there, and then that'll just be like whoop, little sidetrack for the day.
Or did you say did say did Man U? Did you say Man United?
Yes, I did.
Wow, because definitely. I'm a big Man United fan myself. Definitely. I mean, I've been supporting them for a very long time, since I was about 10 or 11 or something. I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it? If you support one team, you cannot imagine supporting anybody else. You just cannot.
Exactly. There's so many, like, there's a hockey team that I love hockey too, and I have been a Ducks fan my entire life because of my dad. I would always watch the games with him growing up, and I have just taken on the role of being the big Ducks fan. And that's the same thing with soccer. Like, my whole entire family played soccer. I played up until I was about 13, and I had to make the decision between like soccer and music. And I was like, I love soccer, but I think music is where I belong. So I made the switch. But I still watch games, and I still love them. But that is one thing. I'm definitely a Man U fan. I have so many jackets, so many things. I bought my dad so many Man U like memorabilia for Christmas time. So I feel like it's just a given. I've taken on that role too.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I mean, that is a nice thing. It's nice to support whatever you are in the world. This there are so many people who support Man United and top football clubs from
I don't know if I'm
America.
going to start problems with anybody out there out that are not Manchester United fans. I feel like they're going to be like, oh, we got beef now. And I'm like, I don't know where because
They do. They do have
it's serious over there.
They are because they had a preseason. You see, before they had a preseason in the USA, and in every of the preseason games, it was totally packed in. And Hollywood actor Julie Roberts, she's a crazy. She's a big Man United fan as well, and she was there.
I try to buy games for it when they play. I think they play down. I think it was either at SoFi or somewhere close to us, and I tried to buy tickets for it, and they were so expensive. And I was like, you know what? We're just gonna have to watch on TV, Dad. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. They are definitely very expensive. On the you did I wanted to obviously mention it. So in 2019, we can just go back a second. There was a single you sang. Was it Nothing Breaks Like a Heart? Nothing
Yes,
Breaks Like a Heart.
that was actually a Miley Cyrus song that I did on The Voice on, I think it was my top 24 round. And I was given the song, and I was like, okay, like, how do I make this more myself? And so I wanted something that was very moody and belty, where I was able to really sing it. Because if you heard the song, it's very like Dolly Parton synthy 80s vibes, which is like, I don't know how to do it, but I'm not a drummer. I'm a singer for that reason. But it's like very like butter don't like almost like gallopy in a way. And I was like, I can't really like sing to this. Like I want to take a moment. And so I sat with Kelly Clarkson, and we really got down to like the nit and gritty. And so I think my 30-minute session with her ended up being like 2 hours, just because we wanted to make it so perfect. And I loved how the song turned out, and that was like one of the first rounds that they did where I got to go into the studio, and I believe it was like the Jim Hendrix studio, or Jimi Henson studio. And it was like magic when I walked into that room. They already had the song tracked from the band, and I went in there, recorded, and I like a week or two later, the song was out, and I was like, oh my God, this is like the coolest thing ever. And it's really cool to see, because now I have like that memory going forward for the rest of my life and being like, oh, this is like what I did in The Voice.
Yeah, definitely, a very special memory, definitely for sure. And so, how many? So you said the six singles in this EP. So is that in total how many singles you've sung so far, or is there any singles you've sung which are not on the EP?
There is about, I want to say, around 6 or 7 singles that are released outside of the EP that I've been releasing since 2019. And just kind of been putting them all out there, but I haven't released music since the EP, but that's just because I'm doing like a whole getting everything done. I think I have about 60 songs. I mean, I go out to Nashville once a month. So I've been writing a lot, and just out of the trips to Nashville, I think I have about 65 songs, 60 to 65 of just music that I'm compiling together and figuring out which ones I want to put out first and then get them all rolling at that time.
Yeah, definitely. And what is the latest single which you released? Is that anything which you released recently in the last
album? If anything, it was prior to the EP, and that was Break My Heart. And that one was a fun one I wrote with Nick Autry and Alex Stoley. And it might have been Bobby McLam. This one was with Bobby McLam, Nick Autry and Bobby McLam. And we had this idea of kind of like a little twist on a normal breakup song, because I feel like every breakup song you hear is just like, oh, you're going to break my heart. Like, don't do that. And I was like, what if we like change it up a little bit? And we kind of came up with this idea, like, if anyone's going to do it, I want this person to do it. Like, if anyone's going to break my heart, I want you to do it. And so we wrote the song, Break My Heart, and then it's finally out there. And I'm very excited because I love that song.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely. I'm sure that will do really well. And yes, so all your music, I guess it's available on Spotify, Amazon Music, all these online good stuff places.
Yes, on all streaming platforms, all my music is on there.
And on your website, can people purchase your music on your website?
Yes. So if you go, there should be a music button on there, and it'll link you directly to all of my music that's on there. And then it'll do like a little drop down, and you can figure out which platform you normally use, whether it's Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, any of that stuff. And then you click it and it goes directly to there.
Oh, fantastic. So your EP is available now? It's available?
Yes.
Excellent. So, anyone who's watching this afterwards, please do go and check it out. Social media, you're totally smashing it on social media. I've seen YouTube, so many views on YouTube. Absolutely amazing. Check out President's website, and you can get onto her. Social media links are all on there as well. On the TikTok, she's doing really good on TikTok as well, which is something which I'm trying to figure out myself. But
I still feel like I'm trying to figure it out. So if that makes you feel any better.
You know, because I've never been a social media guy, you see, I've never been a social media person. But because of the Woman Agenda, I've had to go on social media a lot. So I'm still trying to figure it out, social media and everything. So, yeah. It's one of those things which you have to do, but yeah. It's a good team which you have, and you can see the results with this team. You know, there's so many views and so much interaction, and you must be getting a lot of good feedback from your fans as well for your music.
Oh, I am just beyond grateful for everyone who even if they don't listen to my music all the time, but they've listened to it once, I'm just beyond grateful for every single person that has really just taken a listen to who I am and my music and what I have to say. I feel like as an artist, that's like the biggest compliment you ever could receive, is just knowing that people are listening to you and hearing you and for what you have to say and what you have to offer. And so I'm very, very grateful for every person that has just even searched by and is just like, oh, like let's put it up to their ear. And is like, this is really cool. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so definitely do check it out on Presley's website, and it's all her music is on there, which we can see all in a great description. So you can see on there whether it's something in the orange, the single is there, the EP is there, 600 miles, and you can purchase all of on the all the good stuff on there. I've always been so. And your tours, I guess you're touring in the USA as well, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so I do a lot, mainly out in California, but I'm going to be on the road a little bit coming up very soon, which I'm very excited for. Between here and Nashville, just kind of like figuring out different ways and different places to perform. So we're getting ready for it, and you guys can stay tuned.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. And if you do head in the UK, that's something I'm sure a lot of people, including myself, will be looking forward to. I'm sure that will happen because, like I said, there's a lot of crazy fans in the UK who have started to like country music. And also, I don't know if you had any interaction with UK country music singers, but there's a lot of country music singers from the UK who are getting into country music as well now.
It is so cool. That is one of my favorite things about music is how it just connects with people all across the world. And I haven't met too many artists from the UK, but I have met a few, and they have said that nothing but fantastic things about the country music scene out in the UK. And that is something that I would love to see one day. But I think it's just amazing how music like really unites all of us and just brings us all together and allows us to meet other people through someone that you may know like across the world. And that's also the beauty of social media is that you could see everything at your fingertips and you don't have to be anywhere near that person. And you could just be like, oh my gosh, like you're just checking in. It is the best thing ever.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely is. So do check it out, and 600 Miles is available, her EP, absolutely. So like I said, you're doing so well, and I'm sure you're going to have lots of success with this album, and I'm sure it's already doing well on there. What is the feedback regarding your EP album, 600 Miles, and the response being like? And
it has been nothing but just love, which I think is so cool and so crazy because, I mean, half these songs I wrote when I was 18, and I'm 21 now. But I feel like at 18, you know, you feel like you kind of have your life figured out, which you really don't. And then you're like, people try to tell you that you don't have your life figured out, and you're like, and I do, like, don't tell me. And no, they're absolutely correct. I mean, at 21 now, I'm like, yeah, I'm still figuring out myself, but I definitely have a better idea of who I am. And so it's just been nothing but love. And I'm very, very fortunate for that. And very, very thankful for all the love that I received on that EP. And I'm just very excited for people to listen to the new music and kind of get to hear a different side of me.
And just to quickly mention, I know we mentioned this at the beginning. So just quickly mention this, as well, that regarding, so obviously you've interacted with so many big country music singers, and you're getting big yourself now as well in country music and stuff. But when you interacted with them at such a young age, did you have the confidence to go up to them to ask them anything, or did you have that at that time?
See, I feel like I've always been a hit or miss with going up to like different artists, but I mean, the only person I've really gotten starstruck about was Kelly Clarkson and then Carrie Underwood. Those two were the main ones. But Kelly became almost like a friend because of the voice. And then Carrie, I was singing the national anthem right before, and then I just like stood right in front of the stage and I was like in awe the entire time. But I think the big thing that I've realized about country music art is that everyone is just a normal person. Like they all go and do their normal things that they do, which is really cool to see because I feel like in different industries, especially because I'm out in California and I'm an hour outside of LA. Everyone thinks it's like you run into famous people all the time, which is kind of true in a way, but it's just like a different style. Like when you're out in Nashville, you run into all these people, but they're just normal people. Like you wouldn't even think twice about it, which I think is really cool because they're just so genuine in who they are and that they're living their truth as they are an artist. And then when they're outside of their music, which is really awesome to see. And so, But now I feel like when I was younger, I would go up to artists more often because I would have no fear. And then I got like this like fear like stage and I was like, oh, like these people that I've looked up to for so long, and now I'm like out of it. I'm like, these, they're just normal people too. Like, no one has an ego, which is really cool to see. Everyone is so down to earth and so genuine. And I'm very, very thankful for that, because I mean, meeting people that you've looked up to for so long and then all of a sudden they aren't like how you thought they were to be is like the most let down feeling, I think, that anyone could ever have, when you're like, have this idea of them and you're like, oh my God, like, you're amazing. And then they aren't. And then you're like,
yeah,
take it all back now. No, I haven't had any experiences really like that. So I'm very, very grateful.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Because I've spoken to a couple of female singers who've mentioned about Carrie and stuff, and saying she's very down to earth and stuff. But that's so great to see that, you know, after getting so much fame, you're not letting that get to you, and you're staying down to earth. I think that's probably the key to their success, I guess.
Yes.
The why they stayed where they are, yeah. Because we've seen this under stories of singers, you know, getting to the top, and then it gets to the head, and then they start falling off again. And I think that's probably the reason why, you know, they fall off, because the success gets to them. But yeah, absolutely, definitely. And you probably in a few years' time, you probably have some new singers coming up to you as well.
So I said, I don't even know how to respond to that. Well, thanks.
definitely.
I said, my parents are around me all the time. They won't ever let it get to my head. They said, go to your chores, Presley. I said, got it. Amen. We'll do it. So.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. And definitely. And it's so great to, like I was saying off the air, it's so great to finally have you on, because I was wanting to bring you on the Woman Agenda, seeing the work you've done and stuff. So definitely, I was thinking, yeah, definitely, you know, it would be great to have you on and to chat with you on here. And so it's nice. It's finally happened, absolutely. And so lots of stuff to look forward to, I guess, with your album, lots of promotion. So you must be busy 24/7 at the moment.
I am definitely getting pretty busy, which I absolutely love. I love being busy. I feel like I can thrive off of not having any free time. Like, that is like my favorite thing ever. I just love working, coming home, going to bed, repeating it, doing the same thing every single day. And I'm very, very grateful for that. And I'm just very excited for the chapters that are coming soon and for what's going to be coming out next. And I can't wait for everyone to see it. And so if you guys want to stay tuned, you can find me on all my social media, which is Presley Tennant, spelled just like that. Or go to my website, which is presleytennant.com. And everything's linked there, from show dates to new music coming out soon. And just to keep in the know. And you guys can also sign up for my newsletter and all the exclusive updates. And you guys will get to hear it firsthand. They are going to be on there.
Definitely. Absolutely. Definitely something really to look forward to. Absolutely on there. Thank you. First of all, thank you very much, Presley, for coming on. I know you're really busy, but thank you very much for coming on here. Wishing you lots of success going forward. I'm sure you're gonna totally smash it like you've been doing in the last few years, and you're gonna get to new heights with this album and with your upcoming work. So, yeah, definitely. You're definitely heading right to the top. So thank you very much, and wishing you so much success this year. And next year, 2024, I'm sure it's going to be probably one of your best years.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for having me again.
No worries. Thank you very much. Thank you.